This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Italian workers in both the public and private sectors must display a health pass to access their workplaces beginning October 15th under a decree adopted Thursday by Premier Mario Draghi's broad-based coalition government. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. Any workers who fail to present a valid pass will be suspended on no pay, but cannot be sacked. People who ignore the decree and go to work without possessing the health certificate will face a fine of up to 1,000 euros or $1,175. There have been sporadic protests in recent weeks against the growing pressure to get a jab. But most political parties in the country have backed mandatory COVID passes, hoping it will prevent further economic lockdowns.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. As coronavirus outbreaks lead to schools closing temporarily or sending children into quarantine, some students are being stranded with minimal instruction, AP's Jennifer King reports.
Some educators and parents interviewed by the Associated Press say that their school systems pushed ahead with the return to in-person instruction without any clear backup plan, and that policies aimed at keeping students in classrooms are contributing to the difficulties. 7-year-old Ben Medlin in Union County, North Carolina, was sent home to quarantine for 2 weeks. On some days, his parents say, the second grader finished his schoolwork by 9:30 a.m. On other days, the teachers assigned no work at all. The U.S. Education Department says that states and school districts should have policies to ensure continued access to high-quality and rigorous online learning. As the contagion